All right, as promised, one last segment, and we are joined right now by the head football coach at SMU. Entering his first season as Mustangs head coach, he spent the previous 2 years as offensive coordinator at Miami, the only coach nominated for the Broyles Award 4 times at 4 different schools, which tells you something. SMU coming off an 8-4 season. They open up against North Texas on September 3rd. Rhett Lashley is my guest. Rhett, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, Jim. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. All right, so let me ask you, you're about a month away from your season opener and your first game as a head coach. I'm curious, what is the mood like around the program right about now, and how are you feeling personally?
Well, I think the mood right now is really good. Our guys are excited. You know, they had their last summer workout this morning. They get about, you know, 5-6 days off before we report for fall camp next week. So I think we've had a good summer, so I think they're excited. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm really excited just because the first, you know, 8 months or so on the job has been a lot of things, but not a lot of it's been getting to coach football. And so I'm kind of getting excited for next week when I can kind of get into a little bit more of the football side of things.
All right, so I appreciate that. That's really interesting. It has been a lot of things, a lot of really interesting things, which we'll get into. But you came to SMU as the offensive coordinator under Sonny Dykes when he took over. Let me ask you about the early days, Rhett. What do you remember about those early days, and then what was it about that experience that made you want to come back as a head coach now?
Yeah, you know, obviously, like you said, Sonny hired me in 2018 as his OC, and I'm really grateful to him for that, because if he hadn't done that, there's no way I'd be the head coach here now. And, you know, in 2018 when we got here, I'm from Arkansas, not far from here, so I knew of Dallas and Texas, but until you get here and live here, you just don't know what an incredible place city Dallas is to live in, what an incredible school SMU is, and the potential and the opportunity. We know about the history of SMU, and there's been national titles won. And, you know, just that first year, we realized that from both recruiting high school kids, but also as the transfer world was going, kind of getting up and running back then, that we had an advantage in both, that we could recruit the best kids out of high school. And then from a transfer situation, kids are transferring. They want to come back to Dallas, come back to Texas. And we were, you know, SMU's the only Division I team in the Dallas Metroplex. And so it gave us a great opportunity. And, you know, in 2019, we really put it together, won 10 games. But I think the biggest thing is we've connected with the city. You know, we have some Dallas jerseys we wear. The mayor's a big supporter. And I just think everything's aligned now, you know, from everybody at SMU, from the top down, wanting us to compete at the highest level and win and get to the level that we know SMU can be because we've been there. And then just we have such a great city and a great school. And that's what I learned then. And so that's why it was a really easy decision to come back.
Rhett Lashley is joining us now. As a head coach, obviously you can be focused on scheme, but you got to get the right players, right? So, like, if you were to go back, you made the point that when you were a graduate assistant at Auburn back in 2009, the number of people that were in the program and that were responsible for recruiting, Rhett, was not that big. Now every program is in an arms race to have a massive recruiting operation. How much then has recruiting and the approach to recruiting changed in just the last decade alone?
I don't know if recruiting has changed as much, because, you know, now NIL and all the things that are happening changes it the most. But until in the last year, I mean, it's still about relationships and all of those things. But the approach, like you said, has definitely changed. And to your point, staffs in general, but recruiting staffs have just, you know, ballooned up to a lot more manpower and even women on staff and from a personnel standpoint. And I think, you know, you've got the recruiting side of things out of high school, which is almost, for an analogy, it's like the NFL draft for us. But then you have the transfer portal, which is like free agency, and you've got to do well at both. You know, you've got players on your roster. So the personnel side of things has definitely morphed more towards the NFL model of a massive, big player personnel department.
So when you have all that going on, you've got high school recruiting, you've got the transfer portal, and then you've got your scheme and you've got your system. Can you scheme your way to success, or ultimately is it always going to come down to the quality of the players that you recruit?
Well, it's going to start with the quality of players you can recruit. I mean, you've got to have the players specifically. You've got to have a quarterback. It's no different for us. You look in the NFL every year, the 12 teams that make the playoffs, 10 or more of them have a big-time quarterback, and the only one standing at the end usually does. You've got to have great quarterback play, and you've got to recruit. We can only coach so well, but we can coach those good ones, you know. And so I do think when, you know, there is some parts where you got really evenly matched teams, or you get into certain situations where as coaches we can put them in position to win and be successful, and there is an edge there. But you got to have good players, because you know, at the end of the day, it's a player's game.
You know, what's amazing to me is when I'm talking to you right now and you're in the right place at the right time, at the right program, and you've got a plan, you're working that plan. I mean, you sound like somebody who's always been about this very thing. But the fact of the matter is, you go back in your career. I mean, back in 2007, Gus Malzahn offered you a chance to join him at Tulsa, but you turned it down. You said that you thought that you pretty much had ended your coaching career with that decision. What led to that decision? And for those who do not know, what did you do instead back then?
That's great. Yeah, I mean, in 2006, I got the GA at Arkansas, which is my alma mater, for Houston Nutt, who was my head coach in college, and Gus Malzahn was the OC, who was my head coach in high school. And it was awesome. We won the SEC West and played Florida and Tim Tebow and them in the championship game. And after that year, Gus went to Tulsa to be an OC and offered me a job to go as a graduate assistant, even coach running back. It was a no-brainer. You know, I was fresh out of college. I was engaged, getting married soon. And it was a no-brainer. And without, you know, getting too long-winded, I mean, sometimes in life, you know, we all have decisions that we just have to trust our gut, and it makes no sense. And this was one of the biggest ones in my life, but it just, for a lot of reasons, after a few days, I just told him I wasn't coming. And I really thought at that point I'd ended any opportunity I had at coaching. It made no sense to me, my family, anyone, but it just felt right. It didn't feel right to go. And so I didn't, and then a few weeks later I realized I had to get a job. I actually had some members of my family had a connection to some people in Tulsa, and there was a kind of a sports marketing company called High School Sports, the magazine, coming out. I'd grown up in Arkansas and played sports there. So we pretty much started a sales and sports marketing company that had a monthly magazine, statewide magazine. We did events. And for about 22 months, I did that, and we did well. But I knew about 6 months into that, I needed to coach. That's what I was called to do, and that's the only thing that would make me happy. And fortunately for me, my high school coach, Gus Malzahn, got over being mad at me. And 2 years later, he went to Auburn and called me and said, "Do you want to go?" And I was there in a heartbeat.
That's incredible. Right, Lashley joining us. So you've played in and you've coached in some enormous games over the course of your career. Any idea what it's going to feel like to run onto the field on September 3rd as the head coach for the first time?
Honestly, Jim, I haven't had time to think about it as much, but every now and then someone like you will ask me that question. Look, I think we're kidding ourselves if we're coaches and say that's not a dream, that to be a head coach and to be able to lead a team and lead a staff. And so I'm humbled and honored to get to do that here at a place that, you said it a minute ago, feels like the right place, the right time, and the right fit. And so we're going to be up at North Texas playing Seth and those guys in Denton, and I'm sure it'll feel a little different the night before and the day of the game. But it's not coach speak. Once the thing kicks off, we're coaching ball, and it's not about me. It's about the players, and so I can't wait.
I love that matchup. One last thing, Rhett. One of the goals that you have for your program and the players is based on the acronym TDU. What does that stand for, TDU? And then how have you gone about implementing that as part of the culture?
No, that's a great question. I mean, you know, I'm not big on, like, sayings and all that. I mean, I'll forget them. I think it's more about substance, but There's you know, there has to be a culture and there has to be an identity, and TDU's kind of catchy. You know, everybody wants to be running back U, QBU, whatever. And, you know, I'm an offensive guy, so we like touchdowns, but TDU just stands for tough, stands for discipline and united. And I think those are intangible qualities that we want to be the foundation of our program. We want to have a tough team, both mentally and physically. We want to be a disciplined team in everything we do. But most importantly, you can't win if you're not a team, you're not united. And so, you know, we just want that to become who we are, become our DNA. Those guys are great players. They're supposed to play, and it's our job to coach, and that stuff will take care of itself. But we feel like if we can make those three things be a part of our DNA, then we'll have a chance.
TDU, I like it. He is the SMU head football coach, entering his first season there. Once again, SMU coming off a year where they were 8-4, and I love that opener. It's SMU at North Texas, September 3rd. The head coach, Rhett Lashley. Rhett, really appreciate you coming on the program. Great conversation. Good luck to you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Hey, would love to. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Thank you, Rhett. Appreciate you. Well done. Really good conversation.